Little Eva. Jerry Goffin left us, 75 years old. Goffin, Carole King, one of the great teams, writing teams in our history, and that was the song that made them famous. And let's talk about something else famous in Baltimore now. Something has moved to Baltimore. It's called the Real News Network, and the Center for Emerging Media that houses Mark Steiner's show and all openness here. We like to be very transparent. Is moving into that building that they have now built at Saratoga and Holiday, and being joining us now is Paul Jay, who is the CEO and senior editor for the Real News Network, because they're having their opening celebration this weekend. And Paul, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks very much, Mark. Thanks for inviting me.
Good to have you here, man. So tell us what is happening this weekend.
Well, first of all, for people that don't know, the Real News Network does daily video news. We have a funding model, which is we don't accept corporate funding or government funding. We don't sell advertising, so we do our best to do what we think is uncompromising video journalism. We moved to Baltimore because we do international and national news. We wanted to pick a city to go local, because the whole point of the Real News is to try to do news for and in the interests of ordinary people, and for most people that means local news. So, sorry, my phone just went off.
We got you.
So we decided to pick a city, and Baltimore was, for a lot of reasons, the best city for us to move to. We're a 501c3 charity. One of our donors helped us get a building in Baltimore, which is, as you said, right on the corner of Holiday and Saratoga, and also helped us build a state-of-the-art studio, big enough to seat 125 people for town halls, two smaller studios. And we're also, in another part of the building, going to be opening up a restaurant and cafe soon. So tonight is sort of what began as a celebration of the opening of the building. And so Friday night is music and hip-hop and poetry, very short speeches tonight.
And you have almost every major young hip-hop artist in Baltimore City at this event. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's something like 20 different acts that are going to be appearing.
Lester Spence will be there as well.
Yeah, Lester will be there. Mark Steiner, I think, is going to be there. a lot of people making short speeches. Saturday night was going to be also a celebratory night, a town hall style, to give sort of an example of what we hope to do in the future with town halls, essentially debating the question, if you had governments in Annapolis and in Baltimore whose only interest was the majority of the people, the interest of the majority of the people, what does that public policy look like? And we were going to have, discussions and debates and things, but the tone or character of it changed for us over the last few weeks. One of our colleagues lost his 24-year-old son, was murdered about 2.5 weeks ago. And just 2 weeks before that, another of our colleagues had two cousins murdered. And, as everyone knows in Baltimore, there's a regular summer epidemic of violence and murder, not only summer, but of course, yeah, it gets worse in summer. So we decided that we're going to dedicate and make this town hall about what can we do to stop the violence that's devastating our cities.
So now who's going to be there? Before we have to run, Paul Jay, tell us who's going to be there on some of these panels. You say Danny Glover's coming. Who else is coming tomorrow night?
Yeah, Danny Glover's coming, James Early, Michael Ratner, who's the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights. Reverend Heber Brown's going to be speaking. There'll be speakers from Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, from Algebra Project, from United Workers. Chris Hedges is coming in live by webcam. There's so many speakers, I actually can't list them all. But most importantly, we're hoping the community comes out and speaks. This is really about a town hall, an exchange between, the people who have the community. A lot of people are coming from the housing projects, both residents' associations and unions. We want to kind of really unpack the kind of questions people want the Real News to report, to investigate, to organize town halls about. Because we're asking, what can we do to help in all this? And we think if we can help collaborate with the people of Baltimore and make the Real News Network the major television news in the city, we think we can make a contribution towards changing the political culture of the city.
So, Paul, we have to run here for our next segment, but let me just make sure people know how to be in touch and where to call or for tickets or just to show up or do what?
First of all, the address is 231 Holiday Street, H-O-L-L, two L's if you don't know, Holiday Street, one block north of City Hall. Tonight, the reception starts at 7, tomorrow at 6 p.m. Tonight, remember, is music. Saturday is the town hall. I would have directed you to therealnews.com, but we are apparently just suffered a hack attack, and our website's down right now. So instead, what you can do is call either the main number, which is 410-500-5235, and just hit zero. You can also try 410-844-3132, and that either of those numbers will give you, someone will pick up and give you some information, or just come down tonight at 7, tomorrow at 6, again, 231 Holiday Street, corner of Holiday and Saratoga. For people to know the Hollywood Diner, it's right across the street from it.
Paul J., thank you so much, and I'll see you at the Celebration, CEO and Senior Editor of the Real News Network, coming to Baltimore, opening Celebration this weekend, so do not miss it, and join us there to change the city of Baltimore. Paul J., thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Take care, brother. Bye. We're going out here with Eric Dolphy. He was born on this day in 1928. Out to lunch, the great Eric Dolphy. Stay with us. We come back to remember Ruby Dee.